And, well, I guess, is that because they used to have wood stoves, or?
Yeah. A lot of houses still use them.
Wood stove?
Yeah.
It, was there any special wood, I mean, like, what did people use, what kind of wood did people use to burn when they used to have?
Well, there used to be a couple of barges, in the, anywhere north of here, that had mango and buttonwood, and they cut that, get all the limbs off, and bring the body of the tree here, and they take it to the sawmill, and they saw it up in pieces that big, and have somebody chop it up and sell it to the people.
Did they ever use any special kind of wood for starting the fire and then putting another piece in?
Pine wood.
Did you ever anybody call that something special, that name?
Yeah, pine. They split it up in pieces as big as your finger, like that, and light a couple of sticks and put it down and put the buttonwood on top of it.
Yeah. Well, what would you call a piece of wood, the bigger piece of wood that they put on top of that?
Buttonwood.
Buttonwood? Did they ever have any pieces that were about that long and big around?
Yeah, they were all sizes.
Well, if you had a piece, say, about that long and about that big around, what would you call a piece of wood like that?
Well, it's according to what kind of tree it was. They didn't get any other kind but the buttonwood. They claim that that's the best wood for fire.
Yeah, would they ever refer to that, though, like a log, when you're talking about putting a...
A log?
Yeah, would they ever talk about that? Would you ever talk about it like that down here? They say we're going to put a log in the stove? Or...
No.
How about, on some of these old fireplaces that we were talking about earlier, they might have a shelf right above, you know, they put stuff on. You know what they call that?
What you mean, what do they put on?
You know, that shelf that went right above the, sometimes, on an old fireplace or someplace, they'd have a shelf right, be attached to the chimney. Be a shelf across there. Did you ever hear a name for that?
We never had anything like that.
Okay. Inside the stone pipe, what's that black stuff called?
Like it's sun.
Okay. And after you've had in your wood stove, after you burn for a while, you got to clean out what?
You have to clean those pipes out, take them out and beat them out. And put them back again. That's the hell of a job.
Did you use that wood stove?
Yeah. I used to get old rags and stuff, get a stick, and shove it in all the way around so I got all the damn stuff out. Put it back up again. Or
what about down the bottom of the stove after the fire went out? Would you have to clean out the bottom?
Yeah. We'd get a bucket, old bucket, and put it down there and take that stuff and get it. Sometimes they had a door right there. You can open the door and push the stuff out.
What'd you call that?
A bucket.
No, the stuff that you pushed out, what'd you call that?
The ashes.
Did you ever use the ashes for anything? Did you ever make anything with it?
No, but I did see some people using it to polish stuff. You take an old piece of coin and business in the ground for probably years and years, and probably get it, take a little water, and pat that in it, rub it.